This is KUT. I'm Laura Rice. The third film in the popular Hunger Games series hits theaters on Friday. To drum up anticipation for Mockingjay Part 1, the filmmakers are traveling the globe for special preview screenings. So far, they've been to London, LA, and Austria, among other places. They also stopped in Austin. Director Francis Lawrence and producer Nina Jacobson join me now. Thanks to both of you for your time.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
I wanted to ask, why Austin? So Nina, I understand you worked on the first two Hunger Games films, and this is the first time you've brought it to Austin. Why here?
Austin has a great, smart community of people who love movies and love to talk about them, and we also have really good food.
Francis, I thought I'd pose this question to you. Austin likes to feel like it has a pretty rockin' film scene. We've got some, you know, well-known filmmakers and actors who call this home base, but really, how far are we here in Texas from being a legitimate hub for filmmaking?
I don't think that Austin or Texas is far at all, I mean, anymore. I think that, you know, filmmaking has become a global thing. I think you can make it anywhere, and I think it's where the filmmakers are. Obviously, one of the things that now helps any given city or state are sort of tax incentives. If Texas, you know, sort of would compete with Louisiana and with Georgia and places like that, then I think that it would be, you know, a booming scene. But the truth is that anybody can make movies anywhere. And so if you have great filmmakers, and Austin has great filmmakers, it's a place to be.
So let's get to the film. I keep thinking of this as sort of the games are over and things got serious. This is war. So, of course, there are three Hunger Games books, but you guys decided to make four films. And Nina, I've heard you talk about how that just allows you to explore the story more.
I mean, we've thought about this so much. And for me to imagine doing the third book as one movie, it would feel so rushed, because for people who've read the book, a lot of big things happen in this book. And to have time to explore the relationships and to introduce some of our new characters and to explore the propaganda war, which is something that I think we live in a time where these propaganda wars are raging all around us. And we felt lucky to have a movie where we could actually spend a little time on that.
Absolutely. I wonder how much the two of you had in the screenwriting process, because that seems like the time when you would really flesh out, okay, how much are we going to try to tackle in part one?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a decent sized group of us that are involved in the adaptation process. We worked with the writer Peter Craig, who wrote The Town, fantastic writer. Suzanne Collins is a big part of the adaptation process. So she really helped us, you know, work out the Katniss arcs and, you know, make sure that we're really hitting the themes for each of the halves of the book. But Nina and I also are there for every story meeting. And so we worked endlessly while we were shooting Catching Fire and in the post process in Catching Fire, working on these scripts together.
So Francis, I wonder, how difficult is it to make a film that we know is not the end of the story? You know, how do you balance, you know, having an audience feel satisfied that they have come on a journey and gotten some answers, but at the same time, you know, keep that anticipation up for the final installment?
The only reason it is actually split into two stories, or the only reason I think we as filmmakers allowed it to be split into two stories, is that there were sort of two individual stories in each half. Katniss has her own dramatic question. There's its own set of themes we're exploring. She has her own character arc, own objectives. And so because of that, part one feels like a whole, but with the promise of more movie coming later. And so then part two has its own new objectives, a very different Katniss arc, a whole nother set of themes that we're exploring. And so they feel like two distinct movies, standalone movies.
Producer Nina Jacobson and director Francis Lawrence are behind the latest installment of The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1. It hits theaters across the U.S. on Friday. Thank you both again.
Thank you.
With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.